Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're going to tackle Token Wisdom's latest essay.
Yeah.
It's all about virtual reality.
Oh yeah, those guys are always on the cutting edge with their insights.
This week, they're exploring VR's quest to hit 50 million users.
And why that number is such a game changer.
Exactly. And they tie it back to this bigger idea of the experience economy.
Oh yeah.
Remember that book, The Experience Economy?
Pine and Gilmore. Classic.
Those guys were ahead of their time.
Totally. They were talking about how we're moving beyond just buying things.
Right.
Toward craving those memorable experiences.
Like that awesome concert you went to last month.
Exactly. Or that trip you took last year.
And VR is like the perfect tool for tapping into that desire.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate experience generator.
So can we break this down a bit?
Sure.
For those who haven't read Pine and Gilmore's book.
Yeah, good idea.
What's the essence of this experience economy thing?
Well, imagine this.
Okay.
You've got some extra cash.
Yeah.
Would you rather buy another gadget
that'll
be outdated in a year?
Okay.
Or would you rather spend it on an epic trip that'll give you stories for a lifetime?
I see where you're going with this.
That's the experience economy in a nutshell.
It's about valuing experiences over material possessions.
Exactly.
And VR fits right into that.
Yeah, it's not just about strapping on a headset and playing games.
Right, it's about stepping into entirely new worlds.
Exactly.
Having experiences that would be impossible in real life.
Like exploring the depths of the ocean.
Or walking on the moon.
VR can make those dreams a reality.
Even if it's a virtual one.
Exactly. It can transport you to ancient Rome.
Oh, wow.
Let you fly through a nebula?
That would be amazing.
Or even give you the feeling of climbing Mount Everest.
All from the comfort of your living room.
Precisely. And as Token Wisdom points out,
this
is about so much more than just entertainment.
It really is.
It's about revolutionizing how we learn.
How we work.
And how we connect with each other.
Okay, so VR is awesome.
It is pretty cool.
And it's tapping into this massive cultural shift towards experiences.
For sure.
But why is 50 million users such a magic number?
That's a great question.
Is it just some arbitrary milestone?
Well, Token Wisdom makes a compelling argument about this.
Okay.
They point to the adoption curve
and
how VR is right on the verge of breaking into the mainstream.
So we're not just talking about a gradual increase in users.
Nope.
We're talking about a tipping point.
Right.
That could trigger a massive surge in adoption and investment.
Exactly. They call it the golden triangle.
Oh, interesting.
Of adoption, investment, and valuation.
I like it.
They've seen this pattern before.
Oh, yeah.
With companies like Facebook, Uber, and Airbnb.
Yeah, those are some big names.
As they approached and surpassed 50 million users.
Their valuations went through the roof.
Skyrocketed.
And we could see the same thing happen with VR.
Potentially, yeah.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is.
It's not just about the cool tech.
Right.
It's about the economic and societal forces at play.
Exactly. Token Wisdom actually connects this user growth to a concept called Metcalfe's Law.
Okay.
Which basically says that a network becomes exponentially more valuable as more users join.
So the more people using VR, the more valuable VR becomes.
It's a bit more nuanced than that. But yeah, that's the general idea.
So 50 million users isn't just a vanity metric.
No, it's a threshold.
Where VR becomes this incredibly vibrant ecosystem.
Exactly.
Attracting even more users and investment.
Yeah, like a self-fulfilling prophecy of awesomeness.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like reaching this critical mass
where
VR becomes more than just a cool gadget.
Right.
It becomes this thriving digital society.
Yeah, I like that.
With its own unique dynamics. And as Token Wisdom points out,
this
has huge implications for various industries.
Okay, so we're not just talking about gaming here.
No, not at all.
We're talking about everything.
Healthcare, education, tourism, architecture.
It's funny, you know, whenever I hear people talk about VR, they usually just focus on gaming.
Yeah.
But Token Wisdom is really pushing us to think beyond the obvious here.
For sure.
So let's dive into some of these non-gaming applications.
Okay.
What are some real-world examples of VR making a difference right now?
One area that's really exciting is virtual tourism.
Oh, yeah?
Imagine exploring the ancient ruins of Machu Picchu.
Oh.
Or walking the Great Wall of China.
All without leaving your living room.
Exactly. Companies like Escape are already offering these kinds of immersive travel experiences.
That's so cool.
And they're using high-resolution 360-degree video and spatial audio.
To really create that sense of presence.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
I've actually tried a few of those virtual travel experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And I was blown away by how real it felt.
It's pretty amazing, right?
You could look around in every direction.
Yeah.
Zoom in on details.
Uh-huh.
Even hear the sounds of the environment.
It's not quite the same as being there in person.
True.
But it's a pretty amazing alternative.
And think about the accessibility factor.
Yeah.
Not everyone has the time or resources to travel the world.
Yeah.
But VR can make these incredible destinations accessible to anyone with a headset.
It's like democratizing travel experiences.
I love that.
And it's not just about famous landmarks either.
What else is there?
I've seen VR experiences that let you explore everything from underwater coral reefs.
Oh, wow.
To the surface of Mars.
That's amazing.
It's like having a portal to infinite possibilities.
It really is.
And it's not just about passive exploration either.
Okay.
VR is being used to create interactive learning experiences.
Oh, that's interesting.
That are way more engaging than traditional methods.
Give me an example.
Think about history, for example.
Okay.
Instead of just reading about the American Revolution in a textbook,
yeah.
You could put on a VR headset and actually experience the Boston Tea Party firsthand.
That would be so much cooler.
Right.
And what about education in general?
Well, platforms like ClassVR are creating immersive learning environments.
Oh, okay.
That let students dissect virtual frogs.
No way. Explore the human body in 3D.
Wow.
Or even travel through time to witness historical events.
It's like turning learning into a game.
Exactly. It makes it so much more fun and memorable.
I can definitely see how VR could help students who struggle with traditional learning methods.
For sure.
It's just more engaging.
And the applications go beyond the classroom, too.
Oh, really?
Companies are using VR for employee training.
Interesting.
Creating realistic simulations for everything from customer service scenarios to workplace safety protocols.
So it's like giving employees a safe space to practice real-world scenarios.
Without any real-world consequences.
They can make mistakes, learn from them.
Exactly.
And build confidence.
Before they ever have to deal with a real customer or a real emergency.
That's a great application.
And speaking of real-world applications,
yeah,
let's not forget about healthcare.
Uh-huh.
VR is being used in a variety of healthcare settings.
Okay.
From pain management and physical therapy to mental health treatment. So how does VR help with pain management?
Well, there are VR programs that help patients manage chronic pain by distracting them with immersive visuals and soundscapes.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a non-invasive way to reduce pain and improve quality of life.
I've heard about those VR pain management programs.
Yeah.
It's amazing how effective they can be.
It's like tricking your brain into focusing on something other than the pain.
Right.
Which can provide real relief.
What about mental health?
Well, VR is proving to be a powerful tool for treating anxiety, phobias, and even PTSD.
Oh, wow.
Therapists can create virtual environments that trigger specific fears or anxieties.
So patients can confront those fears.
In a controlled and safe setting.
It's like exposure therapy.
But much more immersive and impactful.
It's like facing your fears without actually having to put yourself in a real-life situation.
Yeah.
That could be overwhelming or dangerous.
Exactly. It's such a brilliant application of VR technology.
And let's not forget about the social aspect of VR. It's not just about solitary experiences.
Right.
People are actually connecting and interacting with each other in these virtual worlds.
That's right.
Platforms like VRChat and AltSpace VR are creating entirely new forms of social interaction, allowing people to meet up with friends.
Attend virtual events.
Explore fantastical worlds together.
It's like expanding the possibilities of human connection.
It's fascinating to think about how these virtual worlds are becoming their own little societies.
Yeah.
With their own cultures, economies, and social norms.
It's really interesting.
And as we get closer to that 50 million user mark,
yeah,
these virtual communities are only going to become more vibrant and influential.
Absolutely. And this brings us back to that network effect we were talking about earlier.
Right.
The more people who join these virtual platforms,
the more valuable they become.
To everyone involved.
It's like a self-reinforcing cycle of growth and innovation.
Yeah.
So we've got these amazing real-world applications.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got the network effect kicking in, and we've got this tipping point of 50 million users on the horizon.
It's pretty exciting.
It's almost like we're witnessing the birth of a new digital era.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's incredibly exciting.
Yeah, it really feels like we're on the cusp of something huge, like a paradigm shift.
Totally.
And it's not just about the tech itself.
Right.
It's about how VR is going to reshape our world. Like how we work.
How we learn.
How we play.
Yeah.
Even how we think about reality itself.
Deep stuff.
You know what I thought was really cool about Token Wisdom's take on this?
What's that?
They actually touch on some of the potential downsides of VR.
Oh, yeah. They're not just blindly hyping it up.
Right. They're acknowledging that there are real challenges to consider.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, motion sickness.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one for some people.
And privacy concerns.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
And the ethical implications of creating these immersive virtual worlds.
It's like opening up a whole new can of worms.
It really is.
We have to tread carefully.
It's refreshing to see that kind of balanced perspective.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be easy to get caught up in all the excitement.
And forget about the potential downsides.
For sure.
For example, we need to think about accessibility and affordability.
Yeah, not everyone can afford a high-end VR headset.
Exactly. And not everyone is comfortable using the technology.
We need to make sure that VR is inclusive.
And doesn't create a digital divide.
That's such an important point.
It is.
We don't want VR to become another technology.
That only benefits the privileged few.
Exactly.
And we need to be mindful of the potential psychological impact of VR.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Spending too much time in virtual worlds.
Could lead to some issues.
Like social isolation addiction or even a blurring of the lines between reality and fantasy.
It's like anything else. Moderation is key.
I think that's a good rule of thumb for life in general.
VR can be an incredible tool for good.
Absolutely.
But we need to use it responsibly.
Well said.
And that brings us to the bigger question.
The big one.
What role do we want to play in shaping the future of VR?
Yeah, are we just going to sit back and watch it happen?
Or are we going to be active participants?
Shaping VR into a force for positive change.
That's the challenge Token Wisdom leaves us with.
Man, it's a powerful one.
They talk about the potential for VR to create new jobs.
New art forms.
New ways of connecting with people from all over the world.
It's an invitation to join a movement.
So to wrap up this incredible deep dive,
yeah.
We've explored the experience economy.
The magic of 50 million users.
The mind-blowing applications of VR.
And the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
It's been a wild ride.
It has.
And I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling super inspired.
And too.
I'm excited to see what the future holds for VR.
And I'm even more excited to be a part of it.
Cheers to that.
And to our listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of virtual reality.
We appreciate you.
We hope you've learned something new.
Gained a fresh perspective.
And maybe even got a glimpse of the amazing possibilities that await us.
Until next time.
Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep exploring.